You are indeed on the record here with Madeline. Before the break, we heard a bit of Small Fish, Sweet Taste, and Up Top Sidewalk and the Wheelie Bin with Wheat Crop Pride. Now, it's just past 10:10 here on a Thursday on the record, which means it's time for our weekly suburban farm yarn with actor, activist and green thumb storyteller Monica Main.
Suburban Farm Yarns with Monica Main.
Today, Monica and I are going to be chatting about sweet peas. Welcome, Monica.
Good morning, Madeline.
So,
yes, sweet peas.
Sweet peas.
So, sweet peas, look, I love sweet peas because you can't go past the smell, can you? They're fabulous. So, sweet peas are, their Latin name is Lathyrus odoratus. Now, odoratus sounds like smell, doesn't it? And it is. Lathyrus means pea pulse, so they're part of the pea family, and odoratus, fragrant. So they're a fragrant pea. So they are in the Fabaceae family, which is the pea family. But guess what? You can't eat sweet peas. They're not edible. They're poisonous. So
really?
Exactly. I thought that would surprise you. It surprises lots of people because they do set into a pod that looks like a green pea. So the English green pea that we eat is Pisum sativum. It's a different species of pea. So green peas, yep, eat the peas, but do not eat sweet peas. They are toxic. They're bad for you. So it's all about the flowers, peoples. It's not about eating them. They're an ornamental. Really interesting plant, though. Where do you think they come from, Madeline? Where do you think they originate?
Monica, before I answer that, I am a bit embarrassed. For some reason, in my little head, I'd gotten sweet peas and sugar snap peas mixed around, and I thought we were going to be talking about sugar snap peas, but we're in fact talking about sweet peas, the flower. Oh,
yeah, that's okay. And well, the interesting thing about sugar snap peas is they were invented, can you believe it, in 1979. They have not been around for eons. Like, people think about, like, green peas that we have. You need to get frozen peas in the freezer. Yep, green peas. Green peas were crossed with snow peas. Look, basically, this guy, it's interesting that you ask about that because snap peas are interesting because they're an invention. A guy, an American guy called Calvin Lambert was asked, to, you know, can you create some new sort of pea for us? And he went away and did all this breeding. Anyway, he crossed the snow pea and the garden pea and came up with a sugar snap pea. So there you go, because the pod is edible. I mean, on very fresh, if you're growing peas in your garden, you can eat the pods, but they get a bit woody after a while and you end up just eating the seeds inside. But a sugar snap pea, you eat the whole thing. So that's just off on a tangent there because, Okay, yes, we're talking about gorgeous sweet peas, which are about the flowers. So we'll go back to that original question. It's a guessing game, don't worry.
I did send us off on that tangent. I'm sorry.
Right. No, it's interesting. Because, it's interesting that the snap pea, it hasn't been around for as long as everyone thinks. It's, you know, not that ancient. Anyway, back to sweet peas, which are quite ancient. Where do you think they come from? Where do you think they originated?
Not Australia.
Yeah, pretty popular. I mean, some people think of them as being old-fashioned, but hey, old-fashioned is great. They were really popular here in the 50s, sweet peas, and now, you know, I mean, if you like flowers in your garden, they attract bees, they look great, they flower for ages, they're gorgeous, they're easy to grow. So they originally come from the island of Sicily, the biggest island in the Mediterranean. It's it's an autonomous island, but it is part of Italy. If you think about the boot of Italy, the boot is kicking Sicily.
Yes.
So that big island off the boot, that's Sicily. So, yeah, that they are a wildflower from Sicily. And a Sicilian monk called Franciscus Capani in the 1690s, he basically cultivated the wild seeds and cultivated sweet pea flowers, and was able to grow them successfully. And then he sent the seeds to a friend of his, a Dr. Uvedale in England, and that's how they got introduced to England. So this is in like the 1700s. And if you think about Sicily is famous, The Godfather started in the film, The Godfather set in Sicily, and Cinema Paradiso, they're set in Sicily too. So there's sort of cinematic references to that lovely island. And so, yes, sweet peas come from there. They are this Franciscus Capani, a Sicilian monk, sent the seeds to England, and then they started being grown by this guy in England. And then a very enterprising Scotsman called Henry Eckford, he started growing them, and then he promoted himself as like the one who bred all these new sweet pea varieties, and he took the seeds to the US, and it just went bonkers in the US in terms of growing sweet peas. And then they actually ended up really taking off in England, so it kind of went England, Scotland, America, you know, and he made big money out of it. And then the English sort of were like, oh, it's very fashionable in America, let's get on to it. So anyway, they became very popular in Victorian times, and as I mentioned before, sweet pea became very popular in Australia in the 1950s. It was, I think, like tons and tons of seeds were sold in Australia. It was so fashionable. And I think the thing about sweet peas is because they are very easy to cultivate. And the reason I'm talking about them today is because now is the ideal time to plant the seeds. The sowing time is ideally between St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th, and Anzac Day, which is the 25th of April. You can plant them after April 25th, but that's kind of, you know, so now-ish, even though it doesn't seem like autumn at the moment, it just seems like summer just keeps going and going.
Yes.
But it is a great time to plant them. And there's millions of different varieties. There's Multiflora, Gigantica, there's Galaxy, there's actually a Capani seed, which is like named after the Sicilian. I haven't seen that, but you could probably get them online. Look, there's so many different varieties. There's even one by you, which is like a dwarf, and you can grow in a pot. But you can grow sweet peas in pots. You just need something to for them to grow up. So you can put in chicken wire or stakes, or, you know, create a little teepee trellis out of some bamboo stakes in a pot, and make sure you put the stakes in when you put the stakes in, and then plant the seeds around the stakes, so that as soon as the seeds emerge, because they grow really quickly, they'll emerge within, you know, a week or so, they'll grow, then they've got something to grow up. Those little tendrils on the top of the plant will just keep them growing up. And the key, I suggest, is soak them in some warm water, not boiling hot water, just warm water. And when you look at the seeds, peoples, they're kind of often all different shapes and sizes, in sort of darkish colours. And some look quite dark and wrinkly and look like maybe they're not so good. Don't chuck them out. They're often the dark colours. So they're not bad seeds. They're just, that's often the darker colour. So don't be deterred by the way the seeds look. Certainly soak them overnight. And yeah, plant them directly where you're going to grow them, and don't feel compelled to collect. I mean, you can collect the seeds when they, you know, in a few months' time, 6 months' time, when they do create a little seed pod. It's just that the seeds don't grow true. You'll actually lose colours over time. So it's always a useful idea to get fresh seeds every year when you're planting. And they do like a bit of alkaline. So when you're preparing the soil, like you want nice, a really rich potting mix, because they're big feeders, so because they grow vigorously and big plants. So you can chuck in a bit of lime to just sweeten that soil a bit, which they like. And when they're flowering, and the flower, you know, like you've probably heard of the term deadhead, like to take off the dead flowers, and don't let them take off the seed pods, because you want them to form more flowers. You don't want them to set seeds. You don't want all the energy in the plant to make those seed pods. You want them to keep flowering. And they make beautiful cut flowers, and they're so pretty and they smell amazing. So I encourage people to get out there and, yeah, get some get a packet of sweet pea seeds, they're not expensive, and stick some in the ground or in a pot.
And have you been growing sweet peas, Monica?
I have. Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't put in my crop this year, mm-hmm. but I've certainly grown them in the past. And, yeah, they just want a sunny position. But if you live in a flat, you know, you can definitely grow some in an apartment. You could have them instead of... You could grow them in a pot and have them trailing over your balcony edge because they'll just, you know, if you haven't got something to grow up, they'll flop down. So they can trail over the edge of things, which is very pretty as well. But... Look, if you've got kids, they're fun thing for kids because they're very rewarding. They're very easy to grow and they're so pretty. You know, pretty's nice. We could do with some pretty things in our lives, let's face it. And interestingly enough, I mentioned how Victorians were obsessed with sweet peas. They got really, really popular and they were obsessed with gardening, in fact. And they were obsessed with manure and... as in, you know, how to feed your sweet peas. And there was a homegrown thing called canary guano, which wasn't really canary guano as all, guano as in bird poo. But they used to sell guano from Peru or remote islands. You know, so this fabulous exotic guano, you know, we've got the best poo in the world. Put it on your sweet peas, put it on your gardens. And in fact, it was just chicken poo. So poo fraud was very profitable in the Victorian era. They would say it was from some faraway island and charge a lot of money, and people would think, oh, it's fabulous, it's very exciting, and what fabulous things we can grow, especially our sweet peas, whereas in fact it was just pulverised chook poo. So I would encourage you to put some chook poo on your, you know, pelletised chook poo on your sweet peas, and that will encourage them to keep flowering as well, peoples.
Yeah, definitely. Let's not be a victim of poo fraud for our manure for our gardens. Yeah, I mean, sweet peas definitely sound, they're beautiful and definitely sound like a plant I might be able to grow.
Even you, Madeline.
Even I, yes.
You, with your very small green thumb.
Yes, it's tiny.
You just get a pot. You don't need a big pot, maybe something 30 centimetres across. Put some stakes in there and whack in some seeds and just keep it watered. And I reckon you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I mean, I think it's one of those plants that you have such a reward once it does start growing because it has all those beautiful flowers, as you have mentioned. And as you mentioned as well, Monica, for anyone listening, if you're thinking about getting some sweet peas and growing them, best to do so before Anzac Day.
Yes.
Indeed.
As an inspiration. Get on it, people.
Yep. Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us today to talk about sweet peas, Monica.
No worries, Madeline. Happy gardening, everyone.
Thanks, Moni. Till next time. That was actor, activist and Green Thumb storyteller Monica Main chatting with us about sweet peas. The flower, not as I thought, the actual edible pea, sweet peas, as Monica mentioned, are definitely not edible, but they sure are beautiful. So definitely worth giving those ones a go if you're looking for something to plant as we hopefully move into the cooler autumn months. They still haven't hit us quite yet temperature-wise. Monica will be back with us again soon for another edition of Suburban Farm Yarns.